This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Us off into this new year. In the message is really the theme for the year, and I will share the theme at the end of the message, okay? But as we look and read the Word of God, you'll see the message, the theme is in the message that we're going to bring to you. So I think you'll be blessed today. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 115. Amen. Psalms 115. We're going to read pretty much the first 15 verses and share some thoughts on this psalm. This psalm really just stood in my heart the last week or two as I was seeking the Lord for the word for today. And Lord, what are you going to do this year? What is the theme this year? You know, what are you speaking to us for this year? And this is what he gave me. Praise God. So we're going to read first 8 verses. And we'll pause and comment, and then we'll move on, okay? But the title for this message is simply, Trust and Fear God, okay? Trust and Fear God. We're going to see this in this psalm as we read it today. In verse 1 it says, Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens, he hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not, neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, and so is every one that trusteth in them. Amen. I want you to notice here is that as we go into the new year, you know, the world, the heathen, as we talk about here in this psalm, it says that, you know, the world has some idols that they have formed. Amen. The world has false gods. The world has false trust that they depend upon. And these false gods or idols, whatever you want to call them here today, they're man-made. Okay? Man made them. And it's sad because as we go into a new year, people in our world are going to look to these man-made idols again. Okay? They're going to look to different things that are out there that we have made, that man has made. And it says here, these idols, they don't really function. Okay? They may have ears, but they can't hear. They may have eyes, but they don't really see. These idols, these gods, false gods that man has made, they're dead. Amen? And it says here, the people who made them and trust in them are like them, meaning they're dead too. All right. So this year, you know, we have choices to make who we're going to serve, and we read this and seeing that, you know what, the world is going to have their things that they depend on, their gods that they form, okay, their idols that are false that they're going to depend on. And you know what, if that's what we have to trust in today, we're in trouble. Amen. The world is in trouble, but that's not who we trust today as the church. Amen. Let's move on here and see what God has to say about this, okay? In verse 9, he says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. I'm going to read the rest of the part here that we're going to read, and then we'll go back. It says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Amen. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Are you getting it today? Amen. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Amen. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Hallelujah. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. I like the second part of this psalm compared to the first part. Can I get an amen here? The world is going to trust in man-made things, but the church, Israel here we see, representing us today. It says Israel, or us, the church, we must trust in the Lord. Amen? We don't trust in man-made things. We don't trust in the things that the world trusts, because those things are going to fail us today. But as we look into a new year today, if we trust in the Lord, we're going to be okay. Amen? He says here, if we trust in the Lord, God is going to be what? Our help. Anybody need any help this year? Amen. All of us do, right? So as we trust the Lord, God says, I will be your help. Amen. I'm thankful that I can go into this new year and know that, you know what, as I trust the Lord, He's going to be there to help me. But I need to trust Him though. Anybody here today? Amen. Trust the Lord, and He will be my help, and He'll also be my shield. Praise God. What He's saying is He'll also be our protection this year. Amen? How many know they need the Lord to protect them? Yes. He will be your shield. Personally, your shield. He will be personally your protection. Oh, hallelujah. I look to that every day. Amen. I want to give you a little bit more on trust here. When we talk about trust, what does that mean? I like what the Amplified Bible says about this verse here. It says, trust means to take refuge in the Lord. How about that today? Take refuge in the Lord means to trust Him. To trust means to lean on or rely on. And here's another one. Be confident in Him. Amen? So when you say, Pastor Rich, I trust the Lord, that means, you know what? I'm leaning on the Lord this year. Amen. I'm going to rely on the Lord. I have confidence in the Lord. He's going to take care of me this year. I have confidence He's going to help me this year. Anybody with me today? Amen. I am confident in this. Why? Because I trust Him today. Amen. See, it starts with me and you trusting first. If we'll trust, then the blessings will come here. Trust, then He will help us and He'll be our shield here. Amen. That's important. Proverbs 35 says this, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Amen? Let me read that again. It says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that do what? Put their trust in Him. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to do this year. Praise God. So as we put our trust in Him, He says He'll be our protection. He'll be our shield. He'll be our helper. Praise God. What a good way to go into this new year, knowing that God is with us. I got another verse I want to give you that is a reference to this. In Psalms 28, verse 7, it says, the Lord is my strength, hallelujah, and my shield. My heart trusteth in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. See, it's all about trust today. I'm going to read it again to you. The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. You say, I need strength, Pastor Rich. Well, the Lord is your strength today. Amen. He'll be your strength every day this year if you let Him. Hallelujah. If you trust Him. Amen. Don't trust in man. Man's going to fail you. But God will be faithful to you. The Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart. See, we have to trust God with my heart, with our heart. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise Him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is what God wants us to do in 2010. It starts with trust. You know, on the web, we have the messages where people can go on the web and hear the message. And I remember Brother Carlo, he took one of my messages, and it was a message from a few years back. The title was, I remember it, and I think he uses it in there, Trust is a Must. Amen. Trust is a must today. Anybody with me today? You must trust, okay? It's not an option when it comes to working and serving the Lord today and going in a new year. Trust is a must for us. Amen. Let's look at verse 10 here. He says, O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He say, boy, he's repeating almost the same exact thing here. Well, I want you to catch this. In verse 9, he's speaking to who first? The people of God, Israel, the church. Amen. He says, hey, church, I want you to hear me today. You need to trust me in 2010. Amen. Trust me. And you know what? I'll be your help and your shield. And then he talks to the house of Aaron. He talks to who? The priesthood, the leadership, the pastors, those who are under the pastors, the leaders. He says, you know what? You leaders, you got to trust me too. Amen. So we're going to. So he's talking to the people of God, the church of God, and then he's talking to the leadership, those who are under God, who are going to lead the church. He says, you know what? Both of you need to trust me. And as you trust me, praise God, I'll be there to help you. Amen. I'll get you through it all. I'll be there, as we sang it today, and I'll be your shield. I'll protect you from the enemy. Amen. I'm going to be there for you. So he's talking to not only the church, the people today, to us, but he's talking to the leaders, the fivefold. He's talking to the priesthood today. Amen. He is talking to all of us today. Amen. Verse 11, he says, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Here it is again. It's the third time he said this, but now he adds another point to this. He says, if you fear the Lord, you got to trust the Lord. They go hand in hand. Amen? So we must trust, but as we're trusting, it's because we have a fear of God this year. Amen? You must fear the Lord this year. I believe things are going to happen this year that unless you know the Lord and unless you fear God and trust Him, you might be shaken a little bit. That's why I believe He's given me this particular message for this particular year. That we're going to trust and fear Him. Okay? There's a reason for it. So He says, you that fear the Lord also will trust the Lord. And as you do that, He says in this verse, He says, I'll be your help and I'll be your shield. Amen. See, there's blessing when we trust God, when we give our lives to God, when we fear the Lord. You know, you say, what do you mean to fear Him? Well, yes, we need to reverence Him and hallow His name today and worship Him because He's the Almighty God. But even more than that, church, when you say, I fear God, that means that you know what? I'm going to listen to God this year. Amen? I fear you, and because I fear you, I respect you and your word, and I'm going to obey you this year. See, a lot of people say, oh, I fear the Lord, but they do whatever they want to do. They live like holy hell, okay? But they say, I fear God. There's a contradiction. How many know what I'm talking about? If you fear God, it'll show in the way you live your life today. Amen? So we say, Lord, we trust you this year. He's asking us to. He's calling on Israel here. He's calling on the leadership to trust Him. And He's also saying, you know, you that fear are also going to trust. It works hand in hand, the fear of the Lord and trusting in the Lord. When we do that, praise God, we're going to be helped. Amen. It doesn't matter what's going to happen out here in this year. We'll be helped. We're going to be okay. No matter what kind of disasters might happen and whatever bombings might happen, you know what? We will be protected if you're trusting God. Amen. If you're fearing God today and every day of this year. It's important that we do that. Oh, hallelujah. He says, I'll help you. I'll protect you. In Psalm 118, you can turn right to it. It's right there. In Psalm 118, we're going to read two verses 8 and 9. Look what it says. It says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to what? Put confidence in man. How many know that's true today? It's better. It didn't say you shouldn't trust man, but he says it's better here to trust in the Lord than in man, right? To put your confidence in the Lord rather than man. Why? Because the Lord won't let you down. Amen? You can be confident in the Lord today and know what He said He'll do. But man will let you down sometimes. Amen? Man will fail you, okay? But God will use man also. We know that today. God will use people in our lives to bless us and to speak to us and be a blessing to us. But number one, as we trust, we must trust in the Lord. Verse 9 of that same Psalm of 118, he says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Right? Meaning, it's still better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in people of authority. Okay? Those who may have authority. It's better to trust in the Lord than in the government today. I should have got an amen on that one. Right? It is, okay? And I'm not saying that to put down our government, but our government has a long way to go. We know that. We need to pray for our government. He's saying it's better to trust God than those who have positions of authority, those who are in leadership, because sometimes they will let you down, okay? So don't put yourself in a place that because somebody lets you down, your whole life becomes a shamble today. Amen? If you're trusting God first, He'll take care of those situations. Amen? And you won't lose it if somebody doesn't do what they said they were going to do. You know, sometimes people promise things that they don't come through with. Amen? They say they're going to do this, and they don't do it. You know, I'm going to do this, and they don't do it. So we know that man is fallible. Man has his problems. Okay? So God says, don't fall into that trap. Trust me. Amen? Trust me first. You know, fear me, and I'll show you where to go. I'll lead your way. I'll direct your path, and I'll protect you. Amen. But if you put your confidence all in man, oh boy, you're just looking for a problem. Amen. So God is warning us today. He's saying, I'm going to give you some wisdom. Look to me for some wisdom. How about another scripture? Go with me to Proverbs 3, 5 and 7. Actually, Dawn came out of here in the beginning of the service today. She read the first few verses. But this so much goes along with what we're studying and reading today about trusting and fearing God. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, look what it says. It says, trust in the Lord. How are we to trust in the Lord? With all thine heart. Amen. And lean not unto thine own understanding. This year, don't look to your own understanding. Look to God, amen, for His understanding. Praise God. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. That's a big one. And He shall direct your paths. Who? God is going to direct your paths, not man. But you got to what? Acknowledge Him or act in His knowledge. Oh, hallelujah. He says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Here it is. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen. He says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't think you know it all today. You know? Don't be proud. Be humble as we walk into a new year, as we go forth. He says, you know, fear the Lord. Look to me, okay? And I'll guide you and direct you, and I'll cause you to what? Depart from evil. Stay away from evil this year. Amen? Don't get trapped by the devil and his demons. Don't let them fool you, okay? Depart from evil. Stay away from evil. Even the appearance of evil, the Bible tells us. Don't even go near it, okay? So, you see three things in these three verses. Number one, trust. Trust the Lord. Number two, acknowledge the Lord. Amen. And number three, fear the Lord. If we do those things, we're going to have a great year. Amen. Anybody with me today? Praise God. Trust, acknowledge, and fear. This is what we see here in Proverbs 3. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Psalm 115. As we go on here, in verse 12, it says, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Amen. How many believe that today, that the Lord has been, past tense, mindful of us? Amen. But let me just bring this a little further. He's mindful of us today. How many know that? He's thinking. He's mindful of us. He's thinking about us today. Amen. How many believe that? You're on God's mind today. Isn't that neat? God is thinking about me. Amen. Rachel, God is thinking about you today. Isn't that neat today? Mama Gina, God is thinking about you. Praise God. Let me ask us today, are we thinking about Him now? Amen. We need to, because He's mindful of us. You know, He's thinking about us. Praise God. We need to be mindful of Him also in this new year. And as we do that, look at what He says. He will bless us. How many want His blessings? It said God will bless us. Amen. He will bless us. I receive that today. We need to receive that. He said He will bless the house of Israel. Here it is again. He's going to bless the people of God. Anybody here that fits in that category today? That's me and you. Amen. Yeah, He's going to bless Israel, His chosen people, but it also means the church. Me and you, He's going to bless us. And look at, He's consistent here, what He's saying in this psalm. He says, I will also bless the house of Aaron. He's going to bless the leadership too. Amen. He's going to bless the pastors. Amen. All the teachers and all those who are in positions of leadership, amen, in the church. He's going to bless us this year. I'm looking forward to that. How about you? Amen. I need His blessings. Praise God. If I just think about that this year, that God is mindful of me, wow, it changes my whole, you know, thinking, right? My whole attitude. If you came in a little down today, you need to just get rid of that, because God is mindful of you today, church. Amen. God loves you today. Praise God. He wants the best for you. He's thinking about you today. Amen. What a beautiful thought that we can have in our minds as we enter this new year. Praise God. He is thinking about us, and we need to think about Him. So He's going to bless us, He said. He's going to bless the people of God. He's going to bless the leadership, the priesthood of God. Oh, hallelujah. He continues to bring that message here. In verse 13, He says, He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Second time now, He says about those who what? Fear the Lord. Amen? He says, yes, He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Doesn't matter if you have much in possessions today, or you have few, or if you have great titles, or you have great positions of responsibility, or you don't have any at all today. God says, you know what? I don't choose between one or the other. He says, I'm going to bless them only on this fact, that they fear me. Praise God. How many receive that today? Amen? Doesn't matter what you own today. Hallelujah. Don't matter what you have, okay? It's all God's anyways. Amen? But He says, small and great, I'm going to bless you as long as you what? Fear me. Praise God. Trust me. Amen. Give your life to me. Praise God. I'm going to be there. I'm going to take care of you. God has no partiality here. Praise God. I so love that about the Lord. Amen. He doesn't, you know, show more favor towards one than another. No, He's not. He's the same to all of us. I mean, He loves us all. He wants to bless us all. Amen. But some get blessed more than others because some are more obedient than others. So don't get jealous of your brother or your sister. If you see them more blessed than you, maybe they're doing something right. You should be happy for them this year. Amen? Boy, I got real quiet here. What's wrong with you today? Right? You should be happy for your brother and your sister. Amen? When they receive a new car, or they receive a new house or a new job, you say, praise God. God is blessing you. Amen? They're doing something right. Be happy for them. Amen? Don't get jealous. Praise God. You know, that's not the attitude. That's a worldly attitude today. But God wants to give to us. He wants to really take care of us this year. Don't matter what position you're in today. Amen? That's a blessing. I want to look at another scripture with this. Deuteronomy 10, verse verses 12 to 13. Let's look at that quickly. Deuteronomy 10. Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 and 13. It says, "Now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee?" He's asking them a question, then he gives them an answer. Look at what the first thing is he says to them. "But to fear the Lord thy God." See? So important in our walk with the Lord, even in this new year as we begin a new year, he says, "But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him," amen, "and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul." See, God wants all of us today. As we begin a new year, he's looking for your whole being. He says, "To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." Amen. God gives us instructions for our good today. Do you realize that, church? He wants us to follow his word so that, you know, we can be blessed, so that we can receive good and not bad and not evil. But it all starts with what? Fearing the Lord. See, if you fear God today, let me show you something here. If you fear God, you know what? You'll walk in his ways. Amen. If you fear God, you're going to love him today. Amen. If you fear God, you're going to serve the Lord with your heart and with all your soul. No, it's quiet in here today. If you fear the Lord, you'll keep his commandments. Amen. If you fear the Lord, you'll keep his statutes. And if you fear the Lord, you'll be blessed. Amen. See, it all goes with one hand with the other. Amen. If you trust God today and you fear God today, all these other things that God said to the children of Israel, he's saying to me and you today, we'll automatically do them because we trust God and we fear God today. Amen. It's not hard, church. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, it's hard to serve God. It's hard to follow God." That's a lie from the pit. Amen. It's hard to live in this world without God. Amen. The Bible says the ways of the transgressor is hard. That's what the Bible says. It's a difficult life when you live the life of a sinner and you transgress and you don't have God in your life. That life is hard. It's miserable. Amen. But the life of a child of God is beautiful today. Amen. There's no other way than to live a life as a servant and as a child of the King, because God's blessing is there for us today. So if we will fear him, we'll automatically serve him this year. Amen. It'll happen, church. Praise God. Let's go to these last few verses. Amen. In verse 14, he says, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." Man, praise God. So not only is he going to bless us, but now he says, the Lord says, "I'm going to increase you more and more." How many want some increase this year? Only a few of you? What's the matter with you? Are you sleeping still today or what? God says, "I want to increase you more and more this year." How many want an increase on their job? Amen. Praise God. Maybe God says, "I'm going to give you a promotion on your job." That's increase. Amen. Maybe God's going to give you a different vehicle this year. Amen. Increase. Those are things we need, right? Maybe God's going to bless you with a new home. That's increase. Amen. You know, it's not just material things he's talking about here. Spiritually, God wants to what? Increase us. Amen. You know, he wants to increase our health this year. Brother Philip, God wants to give you greater health this year. Amen. He'll receive that, right? Increase. God says, "I'm going to increase you more and more." He says, not only you, but your children. How many want your children to be increased? Amen. Your children to be blessed. You want them to follow you, right? God says, "My blessing, my increase is not just for you, but it's for your kids also." Amen. What a blessing is there for us. Praise God. God wants to bring increase. This is going to be a year of increase. I believe that. Anybody with me? We've had, the last few years, some lack, but I'm going to believe, you know, God's economy is different than the world's economy. Anybody here? Praise God. If the world's struggling and the world's going through recession and all the different things, you know, it doesn't mean that the kingdom of God is in recession today. It's not. You know, God is still God. Amen? And He's still going to take care of you. He's still going to prosper you. He's still going to bless you. If what? You trust Him this year. If you fear Him this year. Amen. That's all He's asking. He said, I'm bringing increase to you. I'm bringing increase to your house. Some need a different job this year. Amen? You've been blessed on a job for years, but God's going to bring a different job, a new job. That's going to be your increase this year. Amen? Look for it. Look for it. God says it's coming. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. He says in verse 15, you are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So he says it again. He said it in verse 13. He said it in 12. I mean, he continues to say it here to Israel, to the people of God, to the leadership, to the priesthood of God. He says, you know what? You are blessed of the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Amen. You are blessed of the Lord and you are the blessed of the Lord. Two ways. You're blessed of the Lord and you are the blessed of the Lord. Anybody says, that's me. Not because you're special or you're better than anybody else, but you're God's kid today. Amen? You're a servant of God. You're a child of God. So God says, you are blessed. You're going to be blessed this year by the God who made heaven and earth. Praise God. So we're seeing a lot here. Amen? But it's actually repetitious. He's talking to the church. He's talking to us. And I believe this is what He wants us to go into this year with. That we have a heart to trust God. Amen? And we're going to give God everything. Maybe some of us are holding on to some things. And I'm going to encourage you today in this service that as we begin this new year, you let go of everything. You say, God, I'm giving you everything. Amen. I'm giving you my children. Amen. Right? I give you my job. Maybe your job hasn't been going the way you want it to. Give it to God this year. Say, Lord, you take care of it. Amen. I'm going to trust you on my job. Praise God. I'm going to trust you with my family. Anybody ever have family squabbles here? I know we all do, right? Lord, I'm trusting you with my family this year. Amen. Lord, work in my family this year. Let it be a year of salvation for my family. Amen. And Lord, you will heal relationships in my family. You will bring peace in our relationships. Amen? That's trusting God. You're going to give Him everything. Amen? Give Him your bills this year. Maybe some of us have bills that you say, I don't know, Lord, how I'm going to pay these bills. Don't worry about it. It doesn't help to worry about it. Amen? Lord said He's going to increase you. Are you going to believe that? Right? He said, I'm going to bless you this year. I'm going to meet your needs. You'll have the money to pay for your bills. As long as you what? Trust me. Amen. As long as you fear me. Amen. As long as you depend upon me. He said, I will be your help. How will He help you? In many ways today. Okay? But you got to give Him that leadership in your life. Let Him be your help. Let Him be your shield. Let Him protect you this year. Amen. Don't go into this year with fear. Amen. Don't worry about the Taliban. Seriously, amen. We need to fear God. God will take care of them. Amen. He will. How many are with me today? He'll take care of our enemies. Amen. You know, yes, we need to pray for our soldiers who are in Afghanistan and all those who are representing us and are out there, you know, defending our country. We need to pray for them for their protection and for wisdom upon them that they can do the job that they're supposed to do and that they can come home this year. Amen. Not send more troops. Man, we want them to come home. Amen. Praise God. So we need to trust God with that. We trust God with our military forces, all that we have. We trust God with our economy. We trust God and we fear God in every situation. Okay? Why? Because He's God. And we're His people. Amen. It's awesome. Praise God. You got to have a fresh outlook for 2010. All right? Might have been a hard year in 2009, But you know what? The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. How many believe that? For the church. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. We haven't seen the best yet. How many agree with me today? The best is yet to come. As long as we do our part, God says, I'm going to take care of you. Amen. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to increase you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to help you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. This is God's word for us this year. Let me take a sip here. I must be talking too much. So, I've come to this point to give you the theme, all right? I love the themes that God gives me. He gives me themes every year and try to put them together. And this one, I had part of it, and then the Lord added more to it. And it was really neat how He brought it all together. But it's all in here. You've read it all. But I'm just going to bring it to you together. The theme of 2010 is this: as you trust and fear the Lord, blessing and increase is yours. O ye children, women and men, in 2010. Hallelujah. How many say, I'll receive that? Praise God. I'm going to give it again to you. Praise God. And I want you to memorize it. Praise God. Like Sister Angelina, she memorizes the themes. Memorize it, because it's God's word for you. You got to take it personally for this year. It's this: as you trust and fear the Lord, blessing and increase is yours. Oh, ye children, women and men, in 2010. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let that be your prayer today. Yes. Oh, praise God. We have a birthday today. Is it today? Angela, happy birthday. Hey. Is it Mama Gina's today? Tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mama Gina. Hey. Praise God. Wow, that's awesome. 29 or 39? 16. Okay, Angela's 29, right? All right, I'm changing that. Let's get off of that. All right, I can't win for that one. Praise God. So think about this. This year, God says, trust and fear. All right? I'm going to, Lord, trust you with all my heart, with all my life. I'm going to fear you, meaning I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do what you've called me to do. I'm going to do your word. I'm going to practice your word to the best of my ability. And I know, God, if I trust and fear, I'm going to be blessed. And I'm going to have increase this year. Okay? How many believe that today? Praise God. So we have a part to play in this. You know, it's not just about God saying, oh, I'm going to bless my church. He blesses those who are obedient today. Amen. He blesses those who trust Him today. He blesses those who fear Him today. Praise God. So let's pray, and let's all, in our hearts, you don't have to pray with me out loud, but agree with me in your spirit that this is your year. Praise God. This is your year to prosper. This is our year of Oriel Christian Assembly to prosper. Amen. We're going to prosper this year. Amen. We're going to increase this year. Amen. And in many different ways as God sees fit. Okay? Because we're going to trust Him and we're going to fear Him. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today for 2010, Lord. We thank you, God. We are privileged to live another year, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask, God, that you would just have your way, Father. Lord, help us today and every single day of this new year, Lord, of 2010, that we will trust you, God, and we will fear you, God, and we will follow you with all of our hearts, souls, and minds, Lord. God, we trust your word. We trust what you said to us today in Psalms 115, Lord. That, God, if we do our part, you said you will bless us, Lord. You will bring the increase on our lives and on our families, Lord. Hallelujah. There's much to be given, Lord. Hallelujah. So, God, we believe today for a tremendous year of 2010, Lord. God, let your light be in us, Lord. Help us to be that witness you've called us to be, Lord. Let this church blossom, Lord, for the kingdom of God, for the glory of God. Let our lives blossom, Lord. Our families, Lord, that Lord, people would see, Lord, in us the glory of God. They would see the anointing of God. Lord, they would see your presence in us, Lord. Oh, Father, let there be changes this year, Lord, where there needs to be change, God. Do a work in us, Lord, from this day forward, God. Lord, heal us and forgive us and change us for the good, Lord, this year, God. If, Lord, any of us have anything that we need to bring to the table, Lord, you know what it is right now. And, Lord, we bring it to you. We bring it to the altar in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cleanse us, God. Heal us, God, today. Lord, let divine health come upon everyone in the house today, Lord, from the youngest to the eldest, Lord. God, let your divine favor be upon us, spirit, soul, and body, Lord. Let your peace that passes all understanding be on your people, God. Lord, that we would truly be a light to this world, Father. Thank you for this word for this year, Lord. Help us to apply it every single day of our lives this year. We ask this now in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. God bless you. Greet one another. Have a great Sunday today. In Jesus